Welcome to the Iron Basketball Podcast, the Ping Control Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Harper. Matt Moore, as Tara Reed says, what's everyone? Lost my phone for a second. I missed you guys. Are all good? Okay, everyone. So glad we are untouched. Again, I really missed you guys. I don't know what the hell that says, but it's good to have basketball back.
Is that code for Pierre the Pelican has kidnapped me and has me in a basement?
Look, we need to talk about this Pierre the Pelican thing. All right. I know New Orleans is like a very cool, like
weird.
Like there's some mystique to the town. Out of their damn minds thinking this Pierre the Pelican thing is okay. That is a murderous bird. That is a murderous mascot that is terrifying in all ways. There's some Pelicans fans that are like, no, it's really cool. No, you're lying. You're telling yourself that in the hopes that it won't come murder you in your nightmares. That's all it can give you is nightmares. That is the reason why it was such a thing on Twitter last night, because it is terrifying. Like, there are things in the movie The Cell that I would rather have happen to me than this. This is like if Pan's Labyrinth did PCP and then just decided to go on a killing spree. Like, it's just awful. It's an awful, awful thing.
I don't know who's designing these mascots, because Brooklyn Knight's just sad.
I don't know. Like, I'm sure we can find some inmate in solitary confinement that put it together.
It's horrifying. The best one last night, I did a bunch of photoshops, but I was really sad that I didn't get to it first. I had the idea, but somebody else had already gotten to it, was the pelican inside the sewer from It. Because that's really...
Yeah, seriously, even Pennywise is like, guys, calm down. This is no way to act.
Like, I wish I could get a photo of like Pennywise like looking sideways, like, what? Like, what are you? It was just I did Clingy Girlfriend, though. That one worked out really well for me last night. Clingy Girlfriend Pelican was there. Yeah, I don't know who designs these things. I just don't know. It's really creepy.
My favorite thing that I did, I mean, you were on a roll with these last night, which was awesome. I did put something together of the Jordan shrug.
Oh god, the Jordan video.
Yeah, the Jordan video. And like, it was just, it was so hilarious to me because of the reaction, because I put together the video, it's like the third replay, it's like Jordan's straight on shot of him shrugging after his what 6-3-pointer in a game of the finals, and so then I put the Pelican on him, over him, superimpose it over him, and I say, wow, I've never seen this angle. It's the third replay. This is incredible. And Philip Barnett, who's a super talented basketball writer, covers the Lakers a lot, he's like, I can't believe I fell for that. He's like, and he starts tweeting out, like, why would anyone believe there's a new angle of something that happened 20 years ago?
Yeah, it was really superb. That was a superb rope-a-dope. That was an impressive switcheroo. You gave it the Nightmare Joe treatment last night.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is terrifying on its own, and then people just started having fun.
I think Sean Hyken had the Pelican mascot with the Nightmare Joe as the eyes, which was awesome. Yep.
Someone put him in the middle of the Last Supper, which is
that was actually probably the best one.
But, you know, there's one of him with the Beatles. It's amazing. Go search around the web today for Pierre the Pelican.
Oh,
photoshops.
My God. And then never sleep again.
And then never sleep again.
That's why I'm tired. It's not because of working or anything. It's not anything keeping me up other than Pierre the Pelican.
Just can't sleep because Pierre will eat me.
Exactly.
You know who's also probably had nightmares last night?
Ooh.
The Miami Heat.
Those powerhouse 76ers.
I give up. I got murdered on picks last night. I got stripped. Pierre the Pelican came out of the sewer and killed me. That's what happened. I got stabbed to death with his giant.
What did you go?
I shorted myself one. I thought it was worse than it was. It was a delightful. I am now 5-11 on the season. I went.
Good God.
I went 3-10-1 last night.
Well,
3-10-1.
Well, that's not ideal.
I got murdered. Bobcats got a backdoor push.
Yeah.
The Bucks got a backdoor cover.
What did I do? Did I do all right?
You did all right. You were sitting pretty. You're 7.
500?
You took a hammering, but it's not as bad as it was. You were okay really in the early games. You're at 7-9-1.
Wow, that's better than I expected.
Yeah, it was The ones we disagreed on, you nailed last night, which were you took Milwaukee to hang with them.
That looked bad. That looked really bad for a while, though.
Yeah, the Bucks were down 25, and I was like, all right! And then the Bucks backdoor covered.
Yeah.
You took – who else did you take? You took Orlando versus Minnesota.
That worked out.
That looked terrible in the beginning, too. Then the Magic – I'm already putting the Magic down on my – oh, they're that team. They're the backdoor cover team. That's two backdoor covers they snuck in.
Yeah.
Although I guess forcing overtime isn't a backdoor cover. But
Well, I mean, it kind of was in a way. They should have been blown out in that game.
I actually got one wrong. I'm sorry, you did not go as well as I thought you did. You got one wrong. You took the Lakers last night for some reason.
Oh, yeah, I did. That didn't work out.
Unknown reason. So you are 6-10-1.
Still better than I expected.
You're one game better than me still. So at least I'm only one game back. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
As long as I beat you, that's all I care about.
Which should not be that hard.
My locks are 0-2 on our daily thing.
You do.
The Bobcats with a late push. The Bobcats hung in that game, too. They were there.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the Sixers. Let's talk about them. Michael Carter Williams, let's give him Rookie of the Year right now.
Sure.
One Sign game.
That's a line. That is officially a box score. What he put up. What a
22-12-7-9.
Yeah, that's okay. 9 steals.
Yeah, that was what really impressed me.
And they weren't like cheapies either. Like, he was just going and ripping the ball from guys.
Yeah, he was ball hawking, and they were really caught off guard. You can just tell Miami definitely had one of those nights where they're like, "Really? are y'all serious? Serious?" And then they kind of made a push, but that was like his most impressive. Is Miami retook the lead, and then the Sixers answered.
Yeah.
Professional pride, man.
Man, that third quarter, Miami puts up 45 points, Philly puts up 34. Jesus.
Heat defense, not what it was against Chicago.
No, it was, well, is Dwayne Wade the key to their defense? That's the new narrative.
Well, you know what's funny, actually? I really liked what I saw of Wade defensively on Tuesday. And everyone really acts like Wade is this terrible defender now.
No, he's really good. He just takes a lot of plays off.
He just takes a lot of plays off. Like, yeah. There's a difference. Like, Kobe Bryant has trouble now. Like, not now, but before the injury, he had trouble legitimately staying with guys.
He probably.
Like, Kyrie Irving looks lost.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves apparently have this problem of entire defense.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
I mean, before anybody gets too worked up, not just from the perspective of it's one game, but also you and I have talked about this. There are these teams that start off the season that are going to be terrible, and they have a good first month, and then reality sets in.
Yep.
You have to learn how bad you are. Takes a little bit. Takes a little bit of time. But yeah, Wade plays last night. They probably win that game.
You would assume so.
He didn't, and maybe that'll teach him to rest.
It will. Shane Batty, 0-for-7. But I like that he kept shooting from three-point range, that is.
Of course you do. That's right. Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of analysis other than MCW was awesome. Evan Turner shot a lot. Had a good game, though.
That Young wasn't good, but, I mean, he's going against LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, they were aggressive. That was the biggest thing.
Spencer Hawes, 24-9.
That was the really impressive thing, I think, about the Sixers last night is just how aggressive they were.
Yeah.
Like, it's really good to see a team that's that young. And, yeah, Thad and Spencer and Evan have been around. But that's a team with a bunch of young guys that really just came out and was, we're going to hit them with everything that we have.
Yeah.
And that's really great to see. No fear. Just absolute no fear.
Yeah, that's the fun way to play. Like, you want them to be kind of naive to their own suckiness, right?
Right.
And just go out there and play hard. And then most nights, the talent is going to win out, and they're going to be fine. But it's at least cool to see that they can catch a big team, and maybe this means they won't be quite as overlooked as normal, which should provide for better basketball in their games. I mean, maybe that's not the case. Maybe that won't happen, and maybe it won't even need to happen. But I still like my prediction of 9 wins. Like, I think this team is terrible, just like everybody else does, except for one guy who apparently thinks that you're crazy for not picking him to be in the playoffs.
I think he's toying with me because I checked his timeline and he seems like a reasonable dude that just tweeted crazy Sixer stuff.
Okay, I didn't look into it. So
yeah, so I think he's just messing with me. MCW was 6 of 10 from the field. Like,
yeah, he's 4 of 6 from 3.
6 of 8 from the line.
Yeah, he shot it well. He didn't turn the ball over. That was the impressive thing. He didn't turn the ball over. He had one turnover.
James Anderson started for them, and this team won. What is happening? Daniel Orton played 14 minutes, and they won, Zach. Yeah,
Darius Morris played like 12. He's shooting 100% on the year, leading the league.
Tony Roten hit a 3.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It happened.
With my own 2 eyes.
This is the same guy that I saw hit the side of the backboard from the left wing during a preseason game.
I will say this, Spencer Hawes, I've given him a lot of grief over the last couple of years. He has the potential to be a very good NBA player.
Yeah.
He can still get better.
He's skilled. Like, he's super skilled. He's actually pretty athletic for a guy his size. You know, he moves really well. He's not a high jumper, but he moves really well. I guess I would say he's agile. He should be good. He should be a good basketball player.
Yeah. He's got range, so...
Oh, yeah, he can shoot the ball, pass it.
So I'm declaring a clean slate on Spencer Hawes.
That'll last. I give it 3 games.
For this year. I'm declaring a clean slate.
Over under.
Show me what you got, Spencer.
Over under 3.5 games of this clean slate remaining. I'll take the under.
Haslam? How about this line? Haslam was minus 12 in 11 minutes and 32 seconds.
That's hard to do.
Chalmers, 30 minutes, was minus 14. He had 16 points on 6 of 13 shooting.
You know, Rashard Lewis looked good.
Did he?
Yeah, I felt like he looked good.
11 points on 4 of 8. I mean, I didn't notice.
He moved the ball well.
There's too much going on last night. Royce and I were just...
Yeah, I mean, I was at the Wolves game, and I, because this was such a weird close game for Philly-Miami, somebody threw it on their laptop. I can't throw it on my laptop because I can't log into League Pass. I would love to watch all the action. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Not allowed.
I gotta get you on the list. There's a list of people that get comped.
Oh no, mine's in. I've got it. I have League Pass. Just can't log into the broadband. Won't work.
I hear the Target Center had some connectivity issues.
It was great until the fourth quarter. Amazingly, around the time the Wolves' offense fell apart, the internet cut out.
I just got this image of the Wolves PR guys, like, with scissors slicing through cords.
Oh, nothing to see here, folks.
Nope. Wolves won comfortably. Come back next time. Pick up your season tickets at the counter.
I don't know if this says more about my taste in music or just how big of an idiot I am, but they did, like, this whole, like, 'cause it's the 25th year of the Wolves, so they're going, like, big, like, 25-year this, 25-year that. And they did this intro video... of like all this past stuff. Like, they showed like the Malik Sealy game winner against Indiana, and I think, what was it, 98 maybe? 99, something like that. And they showed that. They showed like Marbury highlights. They showed a bunch of KG stuff. They showed new stuff. And then they go into like the team's intro video. And they started it with Bittersweet Symphony, which I love that song. I'm not going to lie. I love that song. It was hilarious that they chose that song. And two, I love it. Like, it's just like the violins, like, it's just great. And then they, like, so it's like all of this like dramatic shot and like stuff, and then they slowly like mix it into Ba Wada Ba by Kid Rock. Yeah. And then it's just like all this like screaming at the camera and all these like highlights of like Derek Williams actually making dunks and all this stuff. It was actually really well done. I have to commend the Wolves department for the intro video. Like, I was in. And it's probably because I like crappy music at times, but that was...
What are you guys, the Spurs? Is the set list from 1998? What's happening?
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Like, is this like a Flip Saunders edict? Because that was like the last time that he was relevant. Is he bringing back all the stuff?
Come on.
Are you guys having POG giveaways? What's happening?
He did give away coins to the workers.
Are you sure they were coins, or were they slammers?
I mean, I only saw a picture of it. They might have been in real life. They might be wood. I don't know.
Are y'all having Macarena night? What's next here? I don't.
The Thunder are in town tomorrow. I do think it might be Macarena night.
Crisscross?
Oh, actually, that's funny you mentioned Crisscross. Rob Bass did the halftime show.
Oh, man.
And it was like they announced Rob Bass, and I start freaking out because I love Rob Bass. I love It Takes Two. Like, this is just, it's fun. And I start freaking out, and like I look around, and like nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
They're like three men, like me and two other people in the media that care, and everyone else in the crowd is like, eh.
When you guys lose, when the Wolves lose, not you guys, but when the Wolves lose, they should play November Rain.
I don't know if they could get such a new song.
Okay, so the Wolves were comfortably ahead, and you were all excited about their offense, and Kevin Love was dominating. What the hell happened?
They scored 46 points in the first 15 minutes of the game.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's great. Over the next 27 minutes, they scored 47 points.
Uh-oh.
It just fell apart. Like, and then from there, their offensive rating, guess what their offense, or maybe you already saw the tweet. Guess what their offensive rating was in the fourth quarter?
75?
64.
Oof.
64!
That's not ideal.
No. They just, they stopped moving the ball. I don't want to take away from the Magic because the Magic battled back and they played pretty well. They got hot at times in the second half. Like, I don't want to pretend that they didn't have anything to do with this because they had a big part in it. But the Wolves just stopped running their offense. It's like they stopped caring. They just thought, this team's going to go away. They're not good. They're not as good as us. They're going to go away. And you can't do that. And we even talked about that with the Magic. They're a tanking team, but they're a team that you kind of got to worry about a little bit, right?
And they're hustlers, man.
Yeah, they're hustlers. Aaron Aflalo got super hot. Jameer Nelson, I thought, played really well.
Are you ready to give Vucevic his credit yet?
I gave him his credit last year.
Kind of.
He got dominated in like the first three quarters of the game. And then he turned it on. He turned on late. It was fantastic late in the game. But he's a good player. He's a good center.
Okay.
When people start telling me, oh, he's top five, top ten center, no, he's not.
No, that's not true. I just remember last year, I just remember by the end of the year. It took a long time for you to be like, he's actually good. I thought it was more of a, you were of the, he's a empty stats on a bad team guy.
Well, you can be an empty stats on a bad team guy and still be a good player.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Al Jefferson says hi.
Right, exactly.
So, how did Oladipo look? I haven't gotten a chance to really dig into him. He's not a player that stands out to me when I watch.
It's weird. He had good numbers early on in the game, and I thought, oh, he's really not playing that well. It's surprising his numbers are so good. And then his numbers by the end of the game didn't look good, and I was more impressed as he went on. He tried to force a lot. Like he's driving into the lane and then spinning, like every other time he gets the ball. Like that's his go-to move, and it can be effective. But the Wolves actually played good interior defense, which was shocking. Kevin Love on defense was fantastic last night, and not fantastic
really?
For him. He was so good, like so good on defense. Granted, he was going against Jason Maxiell. He was going against who else did they throw out there? Andrew Nicholson. Well, Andrew Nicholson was pretty decent against him. He guarded Vucevic pretty effectively at times when they went small. Like Love was good on defense. Peck was really good on defense, except he kept giving Vucevic wide open jumpers from like 18 feet, and Vucevic just knocked him down. I mean, his mid range game and his like long twos were just fantastic last night.
Legit.
Yeah. I mean, he was left wide open, but he hit him, you know?
God, the Magic scored 115 points and lost. That's not good for them.
Yeah. But the Wolves' defense just like, it was, their interior defense was good. They just stopped caring. Their transition defense was atrocious.
I know, I can hear what you're trying to say, because you're trying really hard not to be like, they just stopped caring because it's so insulting to the other team.
Yeah, I really don't want to discount what the Magic did, because you could tell they were executing. They saw holes in what the Wolves were doing, and they took advantage of it. And so there's just a, I'm really trying to give them the credit they deserve in this.
Is Spo the, I think Spo's the one that said we didn't let go of the rope.
Yeah.
Sometimes you and I have watched this enough. teams just let go of the rope.
Yep.
They just do sometimes, especially against against bad opponents. Like, this happened a lot with the Nuggets last year where they just let go of the rope.
Yep.
And it's weird. I don't necessarily know if it's effort. It's just you lose focus. And when you lose focus and you're against a team that plays hard, that gets you in trouble. I mean, the Bulls, you can never let go of the rope against the Bulls and survive.
No.
They will eat you alive.
Right.
But
the Heat did it in the second half of the first game of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go the rope, and the Bulls came back.
Defensively, are you more worried, less worried, or does it look about what you thought?
Looks about what I thought. I was super impressed with Love. Like, defensively, he took charges. He got screwed on a charge call that didn't go his way. He was in good position most of the time, but he was reacting a little late, but hustling to get into the right spot, which is big for him. But then, you know, you look at the opponent, he doesn't have to respect Jason Maxfield, you know? Like, is he going to have the same defensive effort and impact when he's got to battle LaMarcus Aldridge, Dirk Nowitzki, Blake Griffin? You know, like, against a bad team, it's good to see it. I'd like to see it against a good team before I start saying, hey, Kevin Love plays defense now.
As much as it's one of those, oh man, they let the Magic back in the game and needed overtime, I actually kind of think that last night was perfect, at least for the fans and for the organization, because how great was it when Love hit that three?
Oh my God.
It was just great to have him back in the build. Like, after missing him the entire year last year, I was like, Love's back. All right.
He's so good. That's the thing, is you watched, and no disrespect to Derek Williams and Dante Cunningham, they battled above and beyond last year because of the injuries, but there is a difference between having those guys on the floor and having the best power forward in the league on the floor. Like, he scores whenever he wants. He got to the free throw line 16 times last night. Like, he just dominates. He creates contact. He's all over the boards. He passed really well. And then that play, it's a play they used against the Clippers 2 years ago, that big ESPN game where Love hits the game winner, where they run a wing. Tonight it was Kevin Martin. Back then it was Derek Williams. They run him off this kind of stack around the free throw line extended as like a curl, and it's this like misdirection. And then Love, it's kind of like a variation of the elevators play that became so popular last year. Love splits through two screens and then just pops right to a spot, and he was wide open. I will say this, Pekovic may have gotten away with a moving screen, because it looked a lot like that scene in The Blind Side where Michael Orr carries the kid to the bus. It wasn't the most legal screen I've ever seen, but it was just a huge moment because the building was getting deflated. Like, it's how are we losing the Magic? How did they give up this lead? The fourth quarter's been awful, and then that was enough to turn it around. I mean, and then Corey Brewer played excellent defense on the next possession to send it into overtime. And in overtime, they executed. They scored 17 points in overtime after scoring 16 points in the fourth quarter.
Exciting. I mean,
yeah. I mean, a win's a win.
That's true. That's more than the Clippers could say right now.
Right.
I got to chew through Washington-Detroit last night, which was blocked out here in Denver for some reason for me.
That's weird.
Doesn't seem like it should be the case, but no. Pretty impressed with Detroit for controlling that game the entire time. I got to check it out, but
yeah,
pretty impressed with them.
Greg Monroe, I watched a little bit of it. Greg Monroe was a beast in the little parts that I saw.
The Raptors, I think, had the concerning win of the night.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Raptors game.
Didn't cover. Was in a dogfight. Boston kept coming back at him, and Boston's got some guys. There was a while if you want to get on something to get you on the DeMar DeRozan train,
yeah,
that kid took 19 shots last night. He was at halftime. He was one of the league. I think he was third in point in field goal attempts last night at halftime for everybody playing.
Wow.
Last night, he and Rudy Gay combined for 37 shots.
That's a lot. 32 points on 37 shots. Wow. 10 turnovers between the two.
Excited.
I love it.
He did hit a three last night. He was one of three from the arc, 33%.
Surprised,
but still,
I'm surprised he took three of them. He never takes threes.
At least he's but I think he may realize that's he's going to do that, and he hit one, so
yeah.
I mean, that's good. Valanciunas looked good. He only had 8 and 11, but he did what he needed to do. He had two blocks.
Yeah.
He had some problems with some the usual stuff, but.
Yeah, he's in general. Solid big man. He's going to be good.
Amir Johnson was plus 10. Imagine that.
Hey.
The Celtics are.
Hey, this is weird. For some reason, it says DJ Augustine was 2 for 7 and 0 for 3 from 3. That's weird.
That doesn't sound like him. Celtics are a train wreck. They should not be in that game.
The last year we had Michael Beasley as more shots than points candidate because he took so many shots. Avery Bradley is going to be there. He's going to be the guy that we track with that all year.
I got another candidate for you, and he's one from last year. Deion Waiters, 11 points, 12 shots.
There we go.
And he hit two to end the half, and everyone's like, all right, Deion's got it going now. Nope, not really. Not so much. He was better in the second half, but...
Man, Tristan Thompson was good.
Man, he is good. He looks... Yeah. He took it to KG,
too. He destroyed KG.
He went at KG.
It's good to know that zombie KG is back.
Brook Lopez's line doesn't look great. 21 points on 18 shots, even though it's 50% shooting. It's only 21-18, but he was definitively the best player for the Nets. He was the one...
Yeah, I thought he was really good.
It's one where I'm honestly to the point where I'm like, we gotta stop talking about Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. We need to stop and take a second, realize Brook Lopez is honestly the best player on this team.
He really is. That's an excellent point. He really is the best player on this team right now.
Yeah. I mean, Darren gets healthy and maybe it changes, but because Darren left in the third quarter and just did not look like himself again. He had the ankle injury the entire preseason. He played in that preseason game, and then the Nets fans were, of course, like, see, you're an idiot for thinking that there could be a problem. Which, guys, it's not like I want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but I do this for a living, so I see a lot of the injury patterns. I'm not a doctor, but I am able to be like, oh, I know what's happened with 15 other guys' ankle injuries over the last 5 years. When a guy has ankle injuries for a solid year and a half, there's going to be some long-term... It takes a long-ass time to get back. It takes a long time. It just... Ankles are not worse than knees, but in some ways, they kind of are. It's my deep thought of the day.
I wish I had a The More You Know chime.
Pierce looked slim, but... Still a little slow. His line was good, but defensively I didn't like what he had. Kyrie was shaky, actually. Kyrie didn't necessarily play all that well.
Yeah. The weird, you know, in the past it's been, you know, he's got to you – know, the scoring's great, but he's got to kind of lead the team a little bit more. I thought he did that really well last night, and then the scoring just wasn't there. But I liked the way he ran the team. That was good to see.
Jared Jack, good.
Andrew Bynum. Back on the court.
Yeah.
He looked
to talk about that.
He moved.
And, man, when he got the ball, he only played 7 minutes. When he gets healthy, if he's able to play consistently, which, you know, that's a question, even though he played last night. Like Brook Lopez, you can say all you want about how Brook Lopez isn't a good defender. He's gotten a lot better, and he's pretty good one-on-one. And the bigger problem is Brook Lopez is usually gets beat with you being faster or more nimble or having good footwork. Andrew Bynum just beasted.
Yeah.
Just when he started going at him, he had to travel on one possession that he probably won't get next time. And on that play, like Lopez just had nothing he could do with him. There's just nothing you can do with Bynum when he's going. He's just too damn big. That's a big win for them. That's a big win out of the gate for the Cavs.
Oh, for sure.
Earl Clark looked not good.
I'm not even going to be snarky here.
Oh, man, I teed it up for you. I gave that to you just for you, just as a gift.
No, he's the DJ Augustine of forwards.
Varejao was really good again.
Yeah, God, I'd love watching him. It's like, you know, I've talked about Love being back, but for that team, seeing Varejao back, like, he was so good last year. He's such a good player. He's such a perfect role player. It's fun to have him back on the court.
Bucks-Knicks, I was a little impressed with the Bucks, I guess. I guess defensively they were better than I may have thought they were. Offensively, only scored 80 points against a Knicks team that's not really all that good.
I haven't watched this game yet. Is there a reason John Henson only played 17 minutes?
No, I think that's – and Giannis only played 4 minutes and 43. So, this is the problem.
I'm fine with Giannis not playing much early on. John Henson's a rotation guy in the NBA.
Let me make sure he didn't get hurt. Let me look.
Oh, Caron Butler had 7 turnovers. That's fun.
Doesn't sound like him. I've got nothing that indicates Henson's hurt. Okay. So I'm assuming that he's not. I didn't get to watch all of it. I watched bits and pieces because I had to watch a million games. But I'm not surprised. This is going to be the thing with Drew is, you know, he wants to win. And he wants to win now. And that always means veterans.
Yeah.
That's always going to mean veterans. Like Gary Neal, who played 31 minutes and 49 seconds after Brandon Knight went down.
Ooh. Nate Walters got some run. He wasn't good, but he got some run.
Yep. How about Walters and Neal combining for 9 of 28 from the field?
Hey, that's almost 50% if you add a few shots.
29 points on 28 shots, though.
Yeah, I like that.
Above the line.
I like that you just assume I like bad shooting now.
That's where I've gotten to.
Yeah, it's gotten from me liking great three-point shooting to me liking gutters, and now I just, hey, this guy shot horrible. You'll like him.
Personally, so is still very good. I was surprised he only got 20 minutes of run last night. They probably could have used more of him. They honestly probably need to use him at the three a little bit more.
Yeah.
I like Chris Middleton getting a chance, but I don't really understand what they were doing last night with the rotations. Like, again, there's no reason for Giannis, Sonnet, and Kompo to play 4 minutes 43 seconds. It's just not. Like, even against a veteran team, it's like you need to pull everything out of the bag. Oh, man, Tyson Chandler looked so good.
Good.
So good. The jumper looked great.
That's what I like to hear.
He was really good. Plus 18. Paolo Bergioni had 3 shots, made all of them, had 7 points, but with plus 19. And you could tell, like, he had a huge impact on the game. They booed Bargnani.
Thank God.
They booed Bargnani in his first game.
I love that.
Never change, New York. Never change. Felton's line was good. I didn't feel like Felton was great. I feel like he did an okay job. I don't know. I guess the thing is, I like Felton when he's allowed to do what he does. I just don't like him when he's supposed to do what the team is supposed to do, which is just focus on Melo. Like, when he's running pick and roll stuff, Felton's still really good. Like, I'm watching the game right now, and he just had a great pass. So, I don't know. Mixed results. Iman Shumpert was 5 of 13, but I really thought he was good last night. I still think that Shumpert is really good and is an important player for this team. So the Suns won 2.
Yeah, this tanking thing is not working out.
We have all sorts of jokes. Like, you did tank rankings on Monday or Tuesday, and we may have to scrap it.
No, let me tell you this. I am excited for power tankings on Monday. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it just because of what's happened.
Well, we'll just leave that as a teaser because I'm a little bit afraid now. Yeah, just Blazers just wet the bed.
Is there a reason that Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge were the only ones that played for them?
It's a bold new strategy that Terry Stotts is trying out.
Like, you've got a bench and only Mo Williams played significant minutes off the bench. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Thomas Robinson did play 8 minutes and had 4 points and 2 rebounds, though. So.
Hey, there we go.
It's begun. Miles Plumlee.
I mean.
18 and 15, Zach. Miles Plumlee.
He is incredibly athletic. He's a strong, athletic guy.
Apparently.
Most NBA players are strong. Bledsoe and Dragic.
Bledsoe and Dragic just tore them up.
Yeah.
Just tore them up defensively. Robin Lopez has to get a lot better very quickly. Because, you know, they could be doing this with J.J. Hickson. Speaking of...
Hey!
Speaking of transition to transition, here in Denver, the talk is, you know, it's the first game. It's a tough atmosphere. It's a home opener for a team that could have lost its team. And it was a great atmosphere in Sacramento.
Yeah.
But...
That was great.
Denver just doesn't have a whole lot that it can... McGee got in foul trouble, so you can't really measure his impact.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. He just got in foul trouble, but... Overall...
DeMarcus.
They don't look good.
DeMarcus boogied on down that box score.
Did you see the dunk?
Oh my god. I thought he was going to rip the rim off.
He was angry, and it was kind of cool because you know how you're used to him and he'll like score and then he'll just take a play off.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that defensively, but usually it's like he takes like three possessions off offense and defense, and instead offensively, he really came down. He was every time they had Mozgov on him, he was like, "Give me the ball now," and just tore him in pieces.
Isaiah Thomas and Grievous Vasquez were fantastic.
Yeah,
they were great. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins was great. Kenneth Freak gets 15 minutes. Come on.
I don't tell you. Like,
Jesus.
This is. Get ready for it.
And I'm not even a huge Fareed guy, but this is ridiculous.
This is what's going to happen.
He's your best forward.
They love J.J. Hickson.
Hey, you know what the Wolves should do? They should start Derek Williams over Kevin Love. Why not?
I don't know who that's more. I don't know who that's more insulting to.
I think it was more insulting to me somehow. I don't know. I somehow just insulted myself.
This line encapsulates what Andre Miller has become. This line completely encapsulates it, okay? 6 of 9 for 12 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, minus 13.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, too. Nate Robinson was also – that was not a good start for him.
Oh, I didn't realize he was 0 for 5. Yikes.
Want to get to this. This may be actually the – I don't know. If the Sixers hadn't won, this would kind of be, probably been
– Oh, real quick. They were down 2 with a second left, right? In the game, and Trey Kirby of NBA TV's The Starters tweeted something like, it was something to the effect of, you have the best lob thrower, or you have lob thrower Andre Miller on the team, you have noted lob catcher JaVale McGee on the team, and you go and you end up with Evan Fournier passing to Randy Foy in the corner.
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep. This would probably have been the game that led if it hadn't been for Sixers heat for us today, but we'll see how they do on the back-to-back in Los Angeles tonight. I've got a piece up on it. Oh my god, the Warriors.
Klay Thompson.
They just can't miss. You see that Curry highlight I sent you?
Yes.
I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do other than have all four or five guys at the half-court line like it's Red Rover. That's all I know how to do. That's the only thing I can figure on how to stop the Warriors' perimeter attack.
I mean, the Lakers were atrocious defensively.
Like, they're going to be, yeah.
Right. I mean, we saw better effort, obviously, in Game 1. They didn't translate to a home or an away game against another great team. I mean, it fell apart early, and the defense was terrible. But, God, Klay Thompson was just... It was rude at one point to shoot like that.
It was crazy. It was just crazy. The thing is, everyone forgets Klay.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about Steph, and everyone talks about Bogut, and everyone yells about David Lee, and people talk about Iguodala, and really, Klay Thompson is just incredible. Andre Iguodala said last night, Klay Thompson is his favorite player in the league.
I saw that.
And he says, I'm going to pass it to him every single time. I want him to get 50.
When I was in Vegas for Summer League, I think it was the last day or it was the second to last day. And everything had wrapped up. People are just kind of milling about. And I watched, and Klay was there because, you know, the Warriors were doing well. It's Vegas, and his brother was playing. And so Klay was there well after. and he was just like kind of on the court messing around, just shooting. And it looked, that's pretty much what it looked like last night, that he was just on the court doing whatever the hell he wanted without anybody there. That's exactly what it looked like. I had a flashback to that moment in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, the Lakers' offense is fine. They just can't. They just cannot defend. Nick Young had made 2 of 9 throws at the rim.
Don't you dare.
This is the thing now. Twitter's gotten a hold of it. They think it's funny, so I'm like, this
is
the thing.
I already am on record of hating Twitter. I hate you too.
Apparently, I didn't see it, but apparently he took a 360 turnaround fadeaway last
night. Did he? I only saw, because I got home. I got home when it was 90-60, so I watched from there on out. So I missed a lot of it, but I got to go back and watch his shots. That's a thing I do now every night, is I just go through on the NBA media site and I just watch his shots. I feel like I've become obsessive.
I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure that's a fetish. That's how you describe that.
I would say that shooting is a fetish for me.
All right, let's just go on. All right. Spurs beat the Grizzlies. I haven't watched a second of it. I will not watch a second of it. I knew this was a loss coming in. Spurs home opener. The Memphis Flyers, Grizz rider Kevin Lippe, I think that's his name, or Leap maybe. He tweeted last night, the Grizzlies haven't won their season opener since 2002.
Whoa.
It's been a while. So, not surprised. I mean, look, San Antonio's a better team than Memphis. They're going to beat them most times. They're definitely I beat them on home openers. Like, that's something I cannot stress enough. The home opener is a really big game.
Oh,
having everybody get really excited for you is
a big deal. Think about this. The Wolves have not been good the last 9-10 years, right?
Right.
They open at home. This is the 13th straight year they've opened at home. They're like 10-3 in home opener. Or they're 10-3 in openers, season openers, because they're always at home.
Yeah.
Even with being terrible.
The Bobcats hung.
They did. They were scrappy. Yeah.
They were scrappy, which and Kate Gilchrist was a train wreck, and Cody Zeller was not good, and they still hung. Al Jefferson was on one leg and shot 6 of 19. It's one of those where you can be impressed with the Bobcats' defense. I'm more concerned with the Rockets' offense. Are they going to be good? It's they right now. They got some stuff they got to work through. They didn't have a good night. That's all I'm basically trying to get to. And it wasn't just missing shots. They had 18 turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers are bad, and the pace was low.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like. I mean, the Bobcats just kind of ended any kind of pace.
Yeah.
They had
more fast break points than the Rockets.
Yeah, that's that's weird. Harden did not shoot well. He picked it up in the second half a little bit, but... Here's something. A couple of things I noticed about the Ashik Howard combination gave up 111 points per 100 possessions, and didn't score either. They were bad on offense, so it was and it's just one game, and it was only 13 minutes, so it's not anything to really extrapolate. I just thought it was a cool observation, but they murdered on the boards. They had an offensive rebounding rate of 42% when they were on the floor together. Like, that's incredible. They also had a true shooting percentage of 41.1%. Like, they just couldn't score.
This has to be an injury thing. Why none of the power forwards played?
Yeah, I mean, they don't. I mean, I was talking to. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it yet. Talking to Jason Friedman yesterday on the podcast, who was fantastic. He was so good. He's just good at talking about basketball. He didn't really think that any of the young guys were really going to contribute. That's kind of the takeaway I got. Is they're going to go small.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
They did have, it was only 6 minutes, but they had a lineup of Lynn, Harden, Francisco Garcia, Chandler Parsons, and Dwight Howard that scored 182 points per 100 possessions.
Oh, real quick, going back to the Suns Blazers game, I have your NBA 2K create player for the Western Conference. If Vitor Favorani is your Eastern,
yes. Can I guess?
The West Coast version is PJ Tucker.
Yes.
Yep.
Not a real person.
7 of 13, 18 points.
Yep.
Has an odd skin complexion because that's how they all have, all the great players have weird skin complexion.
I told him at Summer League. Still don't think he's real.
Jeremy Lin was pretty good. Patrick Beverley got hurt. So that's going to be a concern for them.
Yeah.
They need some point guard depth. They got Aaron Brooks, though, so I guess he can fill in if need be. Oh, okay. I think we're through. Oh, and the last one, Dallas. Holy crap. That looked good.
Monte.
That offense looked really good. The Hawks defense looked bad.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by that game. I thought I felt really confident the Hawks were going to win, and I felt really confident that the Hawks defense was going to be better, and I had a lot of confidence that Dallas wasn't going to look like that, and they looked great.
Yeah.
They looked just terrific. They looked awesome. The Pelicans looked awesome for about 44 minutes.
And then they looked into the eyes of their mascot.
maybe that was it. Maybe it's the curse of Pierre.
I did find this funny after the game. Roy Hibbert tweeted out something of like, please do not tweet me anything about fantasy basketball. I will not respond. Why is that a thing? Why would you tweet? I don't get that. Hey, I need you to score more points this week.
Somebody retweeted last night. There was somebody on Twitter said, like, they retweeted Hibbert's line and said, you know, he had a bad night. And they said, this is the guy y'all think is a great center? Shaking my head. And I'm like,
oh my God.
He just dominated the lad the night before. He has like 18 rebounds the night before.
He also had five blocks in 20 minutes last night. He was in foul trouble. Like, that's the problem he had.
Anthony Davis had a rough fourth quarter, but he looked awesome for much of the
game. That alley-oop, it made me feel things I didn't know I could feel. You want to talk about a fetish. That alley-oop was, good God.
Yeah. He's crazy. I still really like the Pelicans. I think that they're going to be really good. They lost last night.
Tyreek didn't do anything, but the Holiday Gordon combination was fantastic.
Yeah, I think they're gonna be really good. I'm just really impressed with the Pacers. Back to back versus a team on its home opener, and you make a comeback win.
Yeah, you know who's looked really good in the first two games is Lance Stephenson.
Yeah, man.
He looks really good. He looks really confident. They're giving him
He looks ready, right?
He looks Doesn't born. He look like he's looks so born, ready. Like he's born to be ready. I would say he's born to be ready.
On that one. It was like you and I scrambling to fall on a grenade.
It was like a loose ball with 4 seconds left on the shot clock, and Nick J.R. Smith like, oh, I got to pick this up and shoot it.
You mean throw at the rim.
I hate you.
Okay, man, we're through all those. Let's do games for the night.
Yeah, let's do it.
Ugh. That's a lot of basketball. I still got like a million things I gotta watch today.
Oh my God! If I could access League Pass broadband, I could. That'd be fantastic.
You know what's cool though? The national games are archived on the mobile site.
Yeah.
On the mobile app. I didn't think that was gonna be the case, and when I saw that, I was like, woohoo!
No,
especially
I bet.
With a kid. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can imagine. No, I bet if you have access to it, I bet it's fantastic. I wouldn't know.
All right, big game Thursday. It's our first Thursday night TNT doubleheader. New York Knicks on a back-to-back on the road versus the Chicago Bulls in the United Center for Derrick Rose's return to Chicago. The Bulls opened at 5.5. They're now favored by 8.
I have no idea why I want to take the Knicks here. Why would I do this to myself? Why would I just take a loss?
JR is not playing.
8 points?
8 points.
Oh, wait, no. This happens every year. It's a TNT game. It's going to be a blowout. Give me the Bulls. I'll lay the points.
Okay. We're both doing that way. I've got 97-88. I think it'll be close, but I think the Bulls pull away at the end. I just don't think New York is going to be able to score enough.
Can we have one night of TNT basketball on a Thursday in which we're just blown away by both games? Is that possible?
Would be nice. They usually give it to us in the playoffs, at least.
That's true.
Late game, Clippers Warriors, Battle for the Pacific. You can check my piece up on CBSSports.com today. Oh, regarding Bulls Knicks, Ken Berger's got an excellent piece looking back, reflecting on Jordan's return.
Yes.
And dropping the double nickel on the Knicks in his return in 96 and kind of tying that in with Rose's return. They're obviously totally different, but it's just kind of cool to see It's kind of a retrospective of, I guess, of Chicago big of basketball returns.
That's yeah, cool. That was really well done.
And you've got something coming up on Rose and what it means for the return, right?
More of a video breakdown of kind of his offensive issues in the first game, and how
that's
to,
right.
Yeah, and how to I did the what it means for his first game back, but now it's a video breakdown of just some mistakes he made and some good things he did in the first game.
Cool. The line for is Clippers 6.5. I was really surprised Clippers are holding that high.
Ooh. No, give it. I don't even know that they win this game. Give me the Warriors.
I got Warriors straight up. I got them 117-107.
Although this is the Clippers' first home game.
They've been on that long road. Been on that long road, and it's good to be home. Quincy Pondexter agreed to a 4-year extension this morning. I don't have details on the numbers yet, but that was reported by the Commercial Appeal. Ron Artest / Meta World Peace took the F train to the Garden last night. Cool story. We've got something up on that.
Okay.
What else we got? I think that's it. That's all we got.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing but nightmares. Thanks, Pierre the Pelican.
Thanks, Pierre. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Matt.